Harper Audio presents City Primeval, High Noon in Detroit by Elmore Leonard, performed by Frank Muller.
In the matter of Alvin B. Guy, Judge of Recorder's Court, City of Detroit. The investigation of the Judicial Tenure Commission found the respondent guilty of misconduct in office and conduct clearly prejudicial to the administration of justice. The allegations set forth in the formal complaint were that Judge Guy, 1, was discourteous and abusive to counsel, litigants, witnesses, court personnel, spectators, and news reporters, 2, used threats of imprisonment or promises of probation to induce pleas of guilty, 3, abused the power of contempt, 4, used his office to benefit friends and acquaintances, 5, bragged of his sexual prowess openly, 6, was continually guilty of judicial misconduct that was not only prejudicial to the administration of justice, but destroyed respect for the office he holds. Abridged examples of testimony follow. On April 26, Judge Guy interceded on behalf of a twice-convicted narcotics dealer, Tyrone Perry, who was being questioned as a witness and possible suspect in a murder that had taken place at Mr. Perry's residence. Judge Guy appeared at room 527 of police headquarters and told the homicide detectives questioning Perry that he was holding court here and now and to release the witness. When Sergeant Gerald Hunter questioned the propriety of this, Judge Guy grabbed him by the arm and pushed him against a desk. Sergeant Hunter voiced objection to this treatment, and Judge Guy said before witnesses, "I'll push you around any time I want. You're in my courtroom, and if you open your mouth, I'll hold you in contempt of court." Judge Guy then...